Blog Talk Radio.
Policemen, firemen, the mayor of my town. The dude's hanging off of the paper truck, Mr. Chang. Down at the local deli, sells me morning coffee, wishes me good luck. This is for the people in my neighborhood. They help me through the day and make me feel good. This bus for you. His brother make a mean pizza pie. Tattooed Tony in his cool muscle shirt. Maria on the corner looking good in a skirt. This is for the people in my neighborhood who help me through the day and make me feel good. This bus for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of Beverly Nation, and we are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Guys, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Guys, I always bring it, but tonight I'm really bringing it, okay? A few things. I want to just say that I will be celebrating, well, actually a few days ago, at the end of May, I am celebrating 3 years with Beverly Nation. And actually, I guess like 2 years now on Damon Looks. So it's been quite a ride and an incredible one, I must say. But I have an awesome, awesome up-and-coming superstar as my guest tonight. I want everybody to... Listen, just when you hear his music, you are going to flip. That's how good this kid is. He's not a kid. He's a young man. Hunter Lott, say hello to everyone.
Hi. Hey, Derek.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I love your accent. You know that.
Thank you.
You know, I want to use the first, like, at least 15 minutes of this program because I know we've got a lot of callers. For you to really tell everyone everything there is to know about you, but I want to just touch on something here because I don't want you to forget to talk about the top 40 star, Radio Nashville, I mean, that guy, and, you know, everything that you're doing, Don't Say Nothing at All. I really want you to talk about Country Free, everything that's going on right now with your up-and-coming career.
Yeah, well, we can definitely talk about Star Radio Nashville has been a fun time for a long time. I was had all my songs on that radio station for I think since November, and I've had the number one and the number two, and sometimes the number three spot as well, 23 weeks in a row on Star Radio Nashville, and that has been a major blessing, and it's because of my support from all my supporters and all my friends, and you know, that guy being and Don't Say Nothing at All being two of the songs that stayed on the top for that long, that has been a lot of fun for sure. And it's been a blessing. I'm 21.
So, you know, I always ask my guests that because I've interviewed you before and I said, Hunter, I've got to get you on Beverly Nation. because you are, to me, honestly, one of the greatest country singers. Like, I just love your voice. I think you're absolutely incredible.
Well, thank you so much. That is a very, very kind and big thing for you to say.
It is a big thing for me to say. I don't usually say that. And I remember when I heard you and I reached out to you and I was like, are you kidding me with this voice? And the best part about you, Hunter, is your personality as well. You have a beautiful heart and soul, and it shows in everything that you create and everything that you do and everything that you sing. I am a super fan of yours. I haven't stopped talking about you. And you see, I promote your stuff. I constantly comment because I just think you are incredible.
Thank you so much. That is so kind of you to say. That means a lot. It really does. I love that. Thank you so much.
Ah, well, I love you. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, your career. Tell us a little bit more about what's happening and what might be coming up and how everybody could even get in touch with you. I want to get everything out there before we take callers.
Okay. Well, you know, you remember on our last interview, I talked about how I started. You know, I got a guitar when I was 8 and didn't do anything with it. And then when I turned 16, after my grandfather died, I started playing guitar and I started singing. And I did a national anthem for an SEC basketball game, and I did a Bud Light Spotlight event, and I was still like 17, so very new and very young. And then I did my EP, my first EP, which has 6 songs, and that's Country Free is the title of the EP. And so then I started doing all those YouTube covers, and I got signed by a label when I was 19. And I started to write my own stuff, and then I found a studio that I really liked. Once COVID hit, the label kind of stopped doing things and stopped promoting, and a lot of independent artists, because of COVID, were doing well on their own through social media and things of that. So I started going down that same path, and when it came time to renew my contract, I just told them, you know, that I think I was going to try the independent thing for a while. And it all ended respectfully, and, you know, we all ended on good notes. And I had the masters to all my stuff, so it worked out really well. So I found a studio in Nashville that I like, and it has been fantastic. Ben Travis is the producer of that studio, and his production is top quality. Two Cats Music, and it is amazing. And I have done all of my songs since my EP. I have done Don't Say Nothing At All, That Guy, Can't Wait For that Day, Don't Leave, Eyes On Me, Mom, all that stuff that I've done here recently that is my new stuff has all been Ben, and it's better. It's so much better in this new studio, and it's top of the line. And those songs all went on Star that we talked about. And let's see, what else have I done here recently? I did my music video on my song Can't Wait For That Day. I wrote that song about my grandfather, and that's about him passing, and I did a music video for that. And, you know, I am going to be singing the national anthem for the Biloxi Shuckers soon, and I just got done filming a movie as well.
You know what? Hold that thought. Let's play a track.
Yeah.
Everybody is dying to hear your voice, and then we're going to talk about that movie, okay? Let's do it.
Rise and shine, his mama said. Boy, get up on out of bed. Grab your lunch and head on to school. Don't you worry about what other kids say. The good Lord's given us another day. And your hair is gonna grow back someday. This world we live in has changed so much. Words and such.
just walk away and don't say nothing at all.
What a beautiful song. Your voice is so mature for a 21-year-old.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about that song and then tell us about the movie.
Okay. Well, see, inspiration behind Don't Say Nothing at All. You know, a couple months, it was almost a year ago, maybe a little later than that, I remember just turning on the TV and just seeing junk. You know, no matter who you are, you turn on the TV and you see negative. And I always thought, man, you know, if people were just nice to each other and wouldn't say things out loud that they shouldn't say, this world would be a lot better place. So I always thought, you know, if you can't say anything nice, don't say nothing at all. And I think a lot of people should follow that. And that's where
I think everyone should follow that.
Yeah, and I took that, and then I made a little story to go behind it, and that's how the song was written.
Absolutely beautiful. Now tell us about the movie.
Okay, before I get into the movie, I want to go into how everyone can find me.
Yes,
I'm going to mention, I have a website, and it's called hunterlottmusic.com, and on that website I have every social media link and everything on there as far as my music, every link you can find for my music, and then the movie as well. All the links for the movie are on there. My music video is posted on there, and I constantly post it on it weekly to keep people updated so that you can see what's coming up. Okay, so we're going to talk about Vernon. Vernon is the name of the movie. So I got a call from a movie director who said he had been, you know, watching me for a while, and he really liked my music, and he wanted me to write a theme song for his movie. And so I said, okay, you know, what's it about? And he told me it's a Western movie, so he wanted a Western country kind of rockish vibe. So I said, it's a little out of my comfort zone, but I think I can do it. I've got, you know, that sounds like a lot of fun. So I got it. And, you know, a couple weeks down the road, you know, I tell you what, it's interesting how God works, Jerry, because, you know, I had never done anything like this before, but a couple weeks down the road, he contacted me, called me again, and said, look, you know, for whatever reason, you know, reasons unknown, personal reasons or whatever, one of my actors dropped the job, and he couldn't make the job. So how would you like to try acting? And I said, I can try acting. You know, that sounds fun. I've acted in my music videos. He said, yeah, you acted in your music video, and I watched it, and you gave a lot of great emotion in your music video for that song that you wrote about your grandfather and everything, and it looked very captivating. So I think you should give it a try. And I think you got to remember, this guy's got actors for days. You know, he's a movie director.
Right.
And he decided to call me for acting. I was like, okay, well, what part am I playing? And he said, I need you to be my lead character, my 22-year-old bank robber in my Western movie. And I said, hold on a minute. Whoa. You want me to be your lead character in your Western movie? And he's like, yeah. I said, send me the script, dude. So he sent me the script, and I started working on it. And let me tell you what, that was a blast. We all worked on a movie, and it was so much fun. You know, the director, Joey Trawick with T11 Productions, it was fantastic. I plan on acting more because, you know, music and acting, it's right up my alley, and I can't tell you how much fun I had for this movie. You know, you can imagine me, Jerry, with, like, fake little guns and a cowboy hat and Western
That's
costumes
awesome.
Running around.
I saw your photos and everything. I loved it, okay?
We had so much fun. My parents were with me too, and my dad was having a great time because he loves Western movies. I love Western movies. It was an amazing experience. Now I don't know when it's going to come out. It's in the editing stage now. I finished filming.
Okay.
It'll be months from now before it comes out. And of course, you know, as soon as I know those details, I'll be posting on all my social media platforms and my website the release date as soon as I figured out what it is.
And post it right on my Facebook. You do not need permission. You have permission for anything you, young man, want to post. And then I want your autograph. How about that?
I could do that for sure.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. We have a caller in queue. Let's take our first caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Yes. Yes, this is Mr. Darius Rucker calling from Nashville, Tennessee. And I actually heard that I was the next one in line to be on the that Hall of Famer class of 2019, the Jerry Petito Show. Did I call the right number tonight? Now, I know you got a very special guest, but I'm just calling to make sure that I clear my calendar.
Yes, clear your calendar.
Okay, and am I allowed to sing that hit, Tennessee Honey, when I get on your show?
Let's have it. Let's have it now. Go ahead.
I wish I could. How you doing, special guest? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm right down here in Nashville, Tennessee as well, sir.
Wow. Yeah. I can't wait. I'll be there. I'm there.
Anywhere on Broad Street.
I mean, if you got a place for me to go, I'm there, man, for sure. I'll be in Texas on the 19th to go on tour this summer. So I'll be in tour in Texas. So when I get back from Texas, I'll be open, and I'll be in Nashville a lot recording new songs and things like that. So I'll be up there a whole lot.
I want to introduce I want to introduce our caller to my guest. Okay, Hunter, you are speaking to Puni Bakatun, Master Sound Therapist, 2020 International Hall of Fame Radio Show host. Who you are speaking to right now, young man?
See, I
wow.
tell you, and Jerry got the microphone to sound the whistle. See, I can't hide no matter how hard I try. Anyway, I love you, Jerry. Look, I'm enjoying this show. Thank you so much, special honored guest, for coming up here and sharing your divine gift with us. And also, I got to say one more thing for that Hall of Famer class of 2019. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, baby.
All right. So congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee Jerry Petito on your O&E syndication station, all-time connection record. This is your 49th all-time and fifth consecutive. Now try to say that nine times without holding, without taking a breath.
Magic Man, I love you, and thank you, thank you. And you're on this week as well, right? Your Thursday night, your show?
Not my show.
I think we, okay. I think we dropped his call was dropped.
I'm here, Jerry.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep, your show is on Thursday night, correct?
Yes, and I'll be speaking about essential workers for the caretakers, educators, teachers, and protectors. This one here is for all of us. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
So beautiful. And Huey Bakatun, my magic man, thank you for calling in with that incredible news for me. Thank you. Hunter, we did it. You brought me there, baby. You got me a record. Okay?
Wow.
Me and you together, we did it. Thank you, sweetheart.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Good congratulations.
Thank you, sweetheart. So, okay, wow, I can breathe now. That was very cool. So let me ask you something. So after this movie comes out, I'm assuming you loved it, you had a blast. Could you see yourself acting more?
Oh, yes, definitely. Most definitely. I plan on it. Honestly, I totally plan on it. If I get another chance, I'm doing it. And there's been some people already that have already contacted me, and I'm booked for the summer. So, you know, eventually I'll get right back into it and do another movie. That was a lot of fun.
I'm sure. That was very cool. Do we know any of the other actors that were in there or actresses?
I think I'm the only artist in the maybe not the only artist, but I'm the only one I think that, you know, I don't think you'll know any of the, there's no other artist.
Okay. Well, I can't wait. I cannot wait to see it. And of course, let me know. And like I said, put it right on my timeline. So, all right. Before we take another caller, tell us a little bit more about what's happening with your albums. What I want to know is this. So you're the star of Radio Nashville, number one spotlight artist, okay, the top 40 countdown. Okay, I was blown away by that as well. How did that happen?
It's just my voters and my supporters. There's no other way of saying it. I got votes, and you know, and I have such a good supporting base, and so much love coming from my fans and all the people. And you know, I love them so much, and I wouldn't have been able to do any of that stuff without them. Because you know, having number one and number two spots for 23 weeks in a row is a lot.
I mean, that's crazy. I agree. Okay. We have another caller in, so let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Caller 2 is on the line right now.
Again,
okay. I'm guessing that's me. Is that me?
Yeah,
that's
you.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, I made it through your little maze to get in here. My God.
Oh, my gosh. So why don't you say hello to my guest first?
Yes, I actually was on his Facebook page, and I went to his .com, too. Hunter, my name's Bob Kulick. I spent 30 years with a group called The Happenings, way before your time. But we did a song. We had a couple number one songs. One was called See You in September. I don't know if you've ever heard that. Maybe your parents have heard that song. We had Go Away Little Girl, I Got Rhythm. I'm sorry?
My dad's over here shaking his head like, yeah, I know that.
Well, that's for your dad, Bob.
Well,
sing one line of it.
Somebody knows the song. That's great.
Sing one line of it for your dad. Come on.
I did go to Hunters.com and listen to some of the, you know, you only have like 30-second
blurbs on a lot of your songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they sounded great. I said, I got to listen. I'm not going to call this guy out of a cold and not know what he sounds like, you know.
Oh, he's great,
you sound
right?
great, man. You sound great. And I wish
That's
you all
awesome.
The luck, continued luck in the world, you know. Thank
so,
you so much.
Bob, I'm not letting you off that easy. His dad's listening. Sing one line of it. Come on, for his dad.
You got to sing with me? Bye-bye.
Well, you
got to
so sing it.
Farewell. There it is. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September.
There you go.
I have to do the octave to that, but it's late.
No, but so. There you go. Bob, I love you. Bob Kulik, everyone from The Happenings. Thank you so much, sweetheart. I love you.
Thank you. Keep it up, man. Keep it going, baby.
That's so cool.
Take care.
Thank you.
So you just heard from a legend, Sweet Pea.
That is awesome. I was... September.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Now we have another caller, another huge surprise for you. Let's take our caller. Hello.
Hey, yo, is this Jerry?
Yes, it is.
Hey, yo, Jerry, you know what? I'm calling to talk to Hunter. Is Hunter there with you?
Yes, he is.
Man.
Hunter, say hi.
Hey, yo,
Hello.
Hunter. Hey, you know what? You know what Adrian said to me? She says, call, because I like Hunter a lot. You get that? You believe she said that? She's a cracker. I got to tell you, you are amazing, you know? First of all, I was never, ever a fan of country music until I heard your stuff. And it touched me. I'm serious. It touched me in my heart because... I hear what you're saying in all your songs, you know, like Front Porch Swing and Mama's Boy, you know, that song about your grandfather. And I feel like, you know, you and me got something in common, you know. Like you kind of came out of nowhere. Same with me, you know, my boxing career, I came out of nowhere. And the next thing you know, I'm like heavyweight champion of the world. And I feel like you're headed in the same direction, you know. You're going to be somebody special, you know?
Well, thanks, man. If I ever get as big as you, I consider myself a big success.
No, come on. You're making me feel funny. Don't say nothing like that, you know? is your dad right there? Is your dad right there?
Yeah, he's across the table.
I tell him I say, yo, I the tiger, right?
Yeah.
So, Hunter, I want you to know who you're speaking to.
Okay.
Do not go anywhere, Rocky. Tell everyone who you are.
My name is John Monforto. I am the official Rocky impersonator for the city of Philadelphia, among other things. But tonight, that's who I am talking to, Hunter.
Well,
Hunter, I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
But tell everyone how many voices you do and give yourself a little perk right now.
Well,
come on, let's do it.
Yeah, this isn't about me. This is about Hunter. All right.
I know, but just give yourself a perk right now.
All right. I do multiple celebrity impersonations. I do about 30 impersonations, and I perform shows like all over, you know, what I'm in Florida now, so doing a couple shows down here near Orlando. Then I'm coming back up to the Poconos, blah, blah, blah. Same thing with you when you perform, you go all over the place, you know? I don't want to take away his...
I know. John Monforto,
right?
Everybody. Incredible.
Thank
I love
you,
John.
I
Thank
love
you, Rocky.
Jerry. And I love you, Hunter. Be good.
Thank you, man.
I have one more special surprise for you.
That was so cool.
Let's take our next caller. Hello?
Yep. Hello?
Hello, and Hunter, tell Dad to listen to this one. Hello,
okay.
Who's calling?
This is Ken Brady of the Casinos.
Ken Brady from the Casinos. How are you, baby?
I'm doing fine, Sweet Pea. Always, when you have a special show, I love to call in and talk.
So, say hello to my guest, and then...
How you doing, young man? I'm going to tell you what, I listened to your music. It was absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, man. How are you, man?
If I was any better, it had to be two of me. And if I was ever to do a movie, I'd have to do the only thing I could probably do is Father Time.
Father Time.
I'm starting to get old.
Listen to me, you will never get old.
I come from a group called the Casinos, and our hit record, we was one hit wonders. We did a song called Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye back in 1967.
Dad knows, so sing it, Ken.
Tim McGraw did it in country style. He made a big hit out of it.
Come on, give us some.
What?
Give us
a
little.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. There you go.
Yes.
That's it.
Right here on the Jerry Pitino Show, Mr. Ken Brady.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Let me tell you, young man, you're on the right show. She promotes to no end. You're all over the world. And I don't think there's a show goes by that she doesn't even mention my name. She always mentions my name. And always
amazing.
So you're a great lady. We just love you to death, Jerry.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you, Ken. Thanks for calling in. So, Hunter, what we're going to do now is, we're going to play another one of your tracks, but what'd you think about Ken Brady?
That was wild. This is crazy cool.
Okay, so I have my three big surprises for you. Now we're going to play one of your tracks. Here we go, guys.
Never forget the day that you walked by. My heart skipped a beat at the most gorgeous time. I wasted no time to ask you how, but you turned me down outside the dugout. And how dare I approach the popular girl who'd never see me in her world. You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You're way above, beyond my dreams. I'm not Jack Unique, 'cause I don't play on the football team. I've been told to trust God's plan. He's always been my biggest fan. It's time to move. She's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. She'll always
Hunter, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. We have a caller in queue. Let's take our caller, and then we can talk about your song, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Hello, caller.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Who's calling?
This is Charlie Hewitt. I'm from Bethesda, Mississippi, and I like to second everything you said about. You have to understand it good. Sounded good. I don't do imitations. I don't have a hit record. But Hunter and I met doing a singer-songwriter show at Natchez a few months ago, and it was evident right away. Everything you said about him is true. He's a wonderful singer. He's a nice, pretty young man. He's courteous. And we became friends that night, sort of, and we kept up with each other on Facebook and so much. And I write, sing a little bit. And we're going to do another Natchez thing, I think, in September. And we're going to sing together the same hour. We're going to do a song together. We're looking forward to that.
That's what we're doing.
Yes. And, we're going to try to do Poncho and Lefty.
Yep.
I'm really impressed with that 23 weeks. Hunter, I've had marriages that didn't last that long. Because I used to travel around on the road and play. And, you know, I've had a couple of wives. I've got a good wife now, and she plays with me. And we're just so impressed with you. You sounded so good tonight, and I wish I did a depression. I would do it for you. And Jerry, you seem to Hunter. You know what Hunter is, and I'm glad you appreciate him. And I know he does.
Oh,
his father
goodness.
Does too. We met them all in Natchez that night. Just a wonderful family. So
awesome.
I've enjoyed the show tonight.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
Okay, Hunter, I'll see you in, just like that guy said, I'll see you in September, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And
I'll see you in September, Bob Kulick.
Listen, I'm old enough, I remember all those songs. That see you in
Isn't
September.
That cool?
And you can
yeah,
tell
hey,
me,
are you,
I remember all those songs.
You're going to be at the 18th, you're going to be at the Braves, the National Anthem?
Yes, I'll be up there with your T-shirt.
So then we'll see, we'll see each other in June then.
That's right.
Just a couple weeks off. That's right.
I'll be there.
Yep, and then we're going to play together
on
September. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool.
We'll have the T-shirt.
You should tell her about that venue over there in Natchez. It's a good venue. It's a Natchez brewery thing, and they're making the beer right there where the stage is, and it's just a great little venue to sing in while they're making beer.
The pizza was fantastic,
pizza, yes.
As well.
And we'll give Gabriel Bass a plug. He puts that together every month.
That was really good folks, and it was really fun to play. And I got up and played and sang, and then Charlie got up and played and put on a show.
Very cool. Very cool.
I've been doing it so long.
Sweetheart, thank you so much for calling in. And you know what? Promote your stuff on my page.
I'll throw something on there.
Yes, please do. And friend request. Send me a friend request.
All right. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it. Hunter, good luck. Jared, enjoy the show.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks, sweetheart. Wow. So, wow, that was awesome. We have another caller. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Who's calling?
Hello. This is Lena Blue.
Hi, Lena. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm great. I'm so thankful. I'm really enjoying your show tonight, and I also want to give a special greeting to your guest, Hunter. I'm actually a fan of country music, and a lot of people don't know that about me. And I just wanted to let you know how much I really appreciate the music and the emotion that I hear, and as well as the great vocalization. So I just want to let you know I'm just enjoying your music, and I had a quick question for you.
Sure.
What were your musical influences as you were, starting your journey to singing?
Well, I think I have a gift from God because nobody in my family has ever done anything musical. My dad played the trumpet in high school. That's as far as music we have in our family. But as far as, you know, inspiration, I listened to a lot of Brad Paisley when I was little. And I went to one of his concerts when I was very, very young. And when I was really young, I was playing lots of guitar riffs and stuff, you know, when I first got my guitar from Metallica, because my dad was a big Metallica fan back then. And as I got into my teenage years, I really grabbed a hold of Brantley Gilbert. Brantley Gilbert, you know, is a country artist that has been through tough times and talks about those tough times, times that he, you know, wishes that he could do again. But then he tells about it, puts it all in his music, and tells you how to avoid going down those paths. And if you go down those paths, he helps you get out. And he's just a huge inspiration, and I love his music. So he's my biggest inspiration as far as country music goes, for sure.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm just going to sit back and continue listening to the show. And thank you again.
Linda Blue, real quick, just tell us when your show is on, sweetheart, and thank you for calling.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for calling.
Sure. My show is on next Wednesday, June the 9th. It's Awaken the Goddess with Linda Blue. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, girl. Beautiful. So, Hunter, we have another caller. So let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Caller, you're in queue.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, I think I was muted for a second.
So,
it's so good.
Is.
This is fun.
My name's Jennifer Malott, and I'm a huge friend of Hunter's. And we recently did a duet with each other, and I just wanted to call in and say, Hunter, you sound amazing as always, and
thank
this
you.
Is an awesome show.
Thank you. I'm so happy
thank
you got to call in, Jen.
Oh, this is so cool, and yeah, you sound amazing, Hunter.
Thank you, thank you, but you sound good too. Look, guys, if you haven't heard, me and Jennifer did a duet together called Eyes on You, and that song is amazing, and Jennifer killed it on that song. It's fantastic. Ben Travis, you know, our producer, you know, Ben Travis, he did the production for it, and that song is fire, and you guys need to go listen to it. It's going to be a Mia and Jennifer's Spotify's and all of our music platforms.
Jennifer,
yes,
share it to me.
Oh, of course. Totally.
Absolutely.
Such a great experience, and we had a lot of fun co-writing it together, and it was just a really fun time, and, you know, it was just a really cool moment for our careers, and, you know, we just had a lot of fun with it.
Beautiful.
We did. It was a lot of fun.
Beautiful. Jen, thank you, sweetheart, for calling in. Share that to my wall. We have another caller, guys.
I love you, Jen.
This is awesome.
It's fun.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, caller.
Peace, Jerry. It's Asa Edson Ray.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing my best. How are y'all doing tonight? Hi,
We're
Hunter.
Doing great, sweetheart.
Hi.
So I just wanted to chime in and say congratulations, Hunter, on your success, your movie. I'm excited. And I love Western movies as well. One of my favorite Western movies is Wyatt Earp, and I'm in love with your voice because you remind me of Brad Paisley. His song, Whiskey Lullaby, is one of my favorites. I love that song. I'm actually going to listen to it after the show. But, yes, I'm super excited, and it's amazing to have you on here and to be able to listen to you. So I'm really excited about what you have more coming for us for.
Thank you so much. That's very kind of you to say. See, Brad Paisley was one of my favorites, and he still is. I love Brad Paisley so much. And that's awesome for you to compare me to someone who's so, so popular. So thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome.
Oh, thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Thanks again.
Thank you for calling.
This is great.
This is fun.
This is so much fun. So we're going to play a track, another track, and then we have more callers. So let's play a track. All righty.
Turned 18, took a job out west, working 9 to 5. Wearing a suit and tie, man, that just didn't feel right. Thought to myself, how long can this go on? Gave my 2-week notice, got my check and headed home. 'Cause California skies ain't for me. Mississippi pasture back roads is where I wanna be. Where the rivers flow and the sun shines through them pine trees. That's where I wanna be. That's where I Whitetail buck out there calling my name. And at the end of the day, roll down them windows and crank some Hank. Looking back now, I'm sure real glad I left that place. Yeah. That deep south shady creek bank is where I wanna be. Tailgates down, coolers full, sipping cold drinks is where I wanna be. That's where I gotta be.
Hunter Lott, amazing.
That
Hunter,
is,
are you there?
That was my original song. Thank you.
Amazing. I want to talk about your original songs. Let's take our next caller, though, because they've been waiting patiently. So let's take our next caller. Hi, who's calling?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I can't tell if I'm... Is this me? This is Ben, Travis.
Yes, this is you. Ben, hi.
I can tell.
I couldn't tell if it was me coming on or someone else. So, yeah. Hey.
What's up, man?
What's up? It's a good radio show you guys got going here.
It's fun. So this is my producer.
There you go.
This is my producer, Ben Travis. He's at Two Cats Music, and this is top producer in Nashville. right here.
There it
well,
is.
Yeah,
I've heard
it's,
so much about you.
It has been awesome to get Hunter on board and work with him. It's been really great. I feel like, I don't know, when did you first come here? Not even that long ago, and he's already done like 8 or 9 songs.
It's October.
He's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah,
October.
He's very prolific.
I came to Ben with a notebook and I said, dude, I got songs. <It's> like, all right.
True, yeah. No, that's
and
what we want, you know? Like.
Yeah, and we started getting in the studio, and it's amazing the way Ben works and the musicians that he's got. It's like I got in the studio and they instantly knew what I wanted and just knew how I wanted the sound. And it was like night and day from my old studio. I got into Ben's studio and it was just, wow. You know, it was just amazing and perfect. It was amazing.
Amazing.
Well,
I'm so
helps,
happy about that.
It helps Hunter, you know, he has a real vision for his music. So it's pretty easy to kind of find what direction he wants a song to go. And then we just, you know, start working with it. And yeah, it's been a really great fit. So
beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Did you have the guy on here who sang... That guy who was singing Kiss Me Each Morning, is that the guy who really sang that song?
Yep, Ken Brady from the Casinos, from the original Casinos.
Man, yeah, I know that song. That's amazing.
Okay, amazing, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the same show with him. That's exciting.
There you go.
Not
Bob Cool.
Not as exciting as...
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. Pretty hot. Yeah, I don't know how I haven't heard of this show before tonight, so now I got to start listening.
Now you have to start listening to the Jerry Petito Show.
Yeah.
There you go. So thank you so much, Ben. Hunter, is there anything else you'd like to say to Ben? We have another caller.
Thanks for calling, man, for sure. Thank you so much. And
hey, my pleasure. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, man.
There you go. Tell everyone his name again.
That was Ben Travis out of Two Cats Music in Nashville.
There it is. So let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Who's calling? Hello?
Caller, you're on the line. All right. Try to call back as soon as you can. So we'll take another caller at this time. And these callers have been so patient tonight. And I want to thank all the folks. I mean, first of all, Hunter, you know, I love you.
Hi.
I love your music. It's an inspiration to me. Because I love country music, because country music has so many different stories to tell, and that's what it's all about, the stories. So we'll take our next caller. Call you on the line right now with Jerry Petito on the Jerry Petito Show.
I feel it. It's still cutting me.
You're talking to the people.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Oh, shoot. I was getting my throat cut. I'm sorry. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I don't know. I'm over here chilling my homie. We over here live and direct on June 1st. I never thought June 1st was going to look like this. But my God, can I say one word? Jerry Petito!
Oh, my God.
Hunter, listen, this is one of my faves, okay? Tell everyone who you are, man. Come on.
My name, people that's listening, my name, Will of God. You know what I'm saying? My show called Tito. I'm chilling my boy called Jack Farr. And I ain't seen this boy in a minute. And he's reveling. Oh, my God. This is going to be a crazy year, y'all. Because everybody got stand up. They ain't died yet. I'm sorry for the people. I don't want to say it like that. But, yo, you got a person on there that's actually singing. Go ahead, homie.
Okay. Everybody, Will of God, I love you, baby. Thank you for calling in, kiddo.
I'm just saying, I was listening to the music and, yo, he got some stuff with him. Yo,
where is he? What is he doing?
he just relaxing. But I'm talking about the music I was listening to.
Are y'all talking about me?
Yeah,
I'm here.
I think he's talking about you.
Yes, dude. Yes. Question.
Thank you, man.
What made you get started, and when did you get started to become a frequency that you are now?
Well, it started when I was 16. I picked up a guitar before I started singing. And my grandfather had just passed away. So I guess music kind of saved me. So I started singing and playing guitar at 16, and I started writing. And I started the grind and started doing covers and going everywhere I could to sing and play. And, you know, and eventually I just writing, and it just took off. I signed a label, and here I am today.
There you go, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's called life and love. Because some people, they're not ready to do that type of stuff. It's like, it's hard really to do because you have to be pertinent.
It's a lot of
you
work.
Know what I'm and some people can't, you know, do that type of lifestyle because they're not pertinent. So I applaud you, man. And Jerry Bertito, you done did it again, girl.
Yeah, I love you, man. Well, we got everybody. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you
He's
so
awesome.
Much, man.
Will of God, everybody. And listen, he acts, he does that. Listen, he's a trip, okay? I love him. So check him out. We have another caller. Let's take another caller.
Hello?
Hello, who's calling?
Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
Oh, this is Brianna Faith from Indianapolis.
There you go.
Hey, Brianna.
He's waiting for you.
I've never been on a phone call quite like this, so this is interesting, but I'm glad I could talk to y'all.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi, I'm really good. Hunter, I just want to say I'm so proud of you. I know we haven't known each other for that long, probably met back in, I don't know, maybe it was September or November at Commodore. And I've been following you around on social media, and you've just improved so much. Your drive for what you do and your ability to stay on top of your career and push yourself every day is so – it's inspiring. I really see your Facebook stuff everywhere, and I'm like, wow, I need to do better. I need to be better. I need to be like Hunter.
No. Listen, you are – you know, one of these days, me and you have got to get together, and we have got to put a song together. And
I've been
you know,
saying
it's
that.
Going to be. I know it's going to happen. I'm going to make it happen. But it's you know, we're going to do it. I promise, because I love you and I love your voice so much. And it's going to, you know, we're going to sound great together, and we're going to have so much fun when we work together. So let's make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
Oh, you
so
know,
wait,
I love
to say
too.
Something.
I'm
wait, I have to say something. Brianna, I want to say something to you. We're going to hold him to it because he just said this all over the world with over 7 million listeners. So we're holding him to this, girlfriend.
Oh, there you go. There you
okay.
go.
Yeah.
Finally. I'm just kidding. I'm
there
just kidding.
Go.
Hunter, I know you got a lot going on.
That's okay. We're going to do it, though. I'll make it happen.
There you go.
Get what you got to get right. done first. Keep on top of your stuff. You're doing so well, Hunter.
So you are too. Look, guys, Jerry, she's fantastic. If you haven't heard Brianna, you're going to have to go listen to her stuff now. It's unbelievable.
Well, send me a friend request, Brianna, Jerry Petito. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart. Yep.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brianna.
Hunter.
I love you.
Aw. So, Hunter, we're coming to the close of the show, and I'd like you to say whatever it is you'd like to say to all your fans out there right now.
Okay. To all of my fans, thank you so much, and I love you guys. We are all a big family, and I couldn't do the things that I do every day or be where I am without you guys, you know, supporting me and pushing me forward to be a better version of myself every single day. And whenever I work and put the hours in and I hear the feedback from you guys, it's why I keep on going every single day. And I wouldn't be here without you guys. I wouldn't be this far. So thank you guys so much. And there's a lot more coming. And, you know, we got to thank God. God has a lot to do with it as well. And, you know, but just always keep your ears open because I am doing stuff constantly and there's always more things coming.
Well, absolutely. And again, post anything you need to post on my timeline. I will promote you. I love you. I think you are absolutely incredible. And I thank you so much, Hunter, for another incredible interview and for helping me break this incredible record tonight. So thank you, thank you. God is good, sweetheart.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So, everyone, do you know what time it is? It's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O, who is also the 2019 Internet International, you ready for this, Hall of Fame DJ. Hello, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank also Selena Blue for saying her love for country music. And my love for country music goes way back to my dad. And, you know, R.I.P. Charlie Pride. You know, we lost a great one, Hunter and Charlie Pride, you know, this year. And what more can we say, you know, to what you've done? I mean, Hunter, you're just a wonderful, beautiful person. I love your music.
Thanks.
I listen to it all the time. You know, I don't need Jared Petito to bring you on. You need to listen to and to know who you are. And I'm real thankful for you and what you do for us on a constant basis. Just giving us the beauty of music, man. You can't beat that. You can't beat God's giving no matter how hard you try. So thank you so much, Hunter, what you've done for us on a constant basis and being part of the dynasty, which is on these syndicated stations.
Thank you so much. That was amazing. Thank you. That was very kind.
Yes, indeed. And for Jared Petito. And what more can I say about her? First of all, this young lady went to the Hall of Fame internationally, you know, in alternative radio class of 2019. And I know Angela Thomas Smith will not, she will smack my head if I don't say this. First of all, next week, hopefully, keep me in your prayers. Hopefully, I will finally be recognized as producer emeritus for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame for the class of 2021. I won't know that until next Monday. And I'm, you know, very prayerful. This show here, you know, and what Jerry's done for me, we're going to be celebrating her third anniversary on the next time. It was going to be in July, but so what? We're still going to be celebrating her three-year anniversary on the next time we come on. She came on June 12th, 2018, and it really, really has given us so much love. Talk about this young lady and what she's done for this network. There's no words. She not only represents the state of New Jersey, but she represents the world with her love and understanding. She's helped so many different people. Shout out to one of our hosts that passed away this year, Randy Rogers, who she helped tremendously. And I don't know what to say. This young lady is a COVID-19 survivor, still, you know, long hauling and trying to get over that tremendous disease. And she did it with flair. Even when she was sick, she came on the air. And as many different times, man, she could have said, "Brother, oh, I can't do it tonight." But she never did that. She always stayed pat. And that's something that I have the most admiration for her. She's a friend, not only a broadcaster, but my friend. And congratulations on your 49th ONE syndicated station all-time connection record. And actually, you know, fifth consecutive, you know, on your way to another great streak. And I really appreciate you on a constant basis, Jerry. There's nothing I could ever say. You know, this young lady right now is third all-time in the ONE Hall of Champions. And I'm hoping it's kind of crazy because the next time she's on, we're going to try to push her for, you know, for 50. And that's the key. I want to thank all the callers that come in. You know, a lot of times in Ngozi time, you know, we don't take any calls after that. I want to thank all the callers who tried to come in tonight and supported Hunter as well as Jared Petito tonight. Tomorrow night on these stations, we come back with an outstanding young lady. She's the ONE commissioner of both Beverly Nation and Damon Network here at ONE, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, and Walking in Purpose. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising to ONE, which is Oladele and Ngozi Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime, someone at BevNet.com. We're Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele and Ngozi Appearance at Google Plus. Oladele and Molly, we're Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Jerry Petito Show, as well as the historic, wonderful,
Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013, and any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole De Lay, that goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay, when goes, he's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now, as she always gives us, her wonderful poem says day one. She's going to tell you who she is. And she is the International Internet Radio Broadcasting in Shrine for the class of 2019, the Judge of Jewel, the wonderful Jerry Petito. The mic is yours.
Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, talk show radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me, my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then. This station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany. My achievements. It's true. You won't believe this. I swear to you it's true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame along with Brother O. Who knew? What a ride this really has been. Can't wait to hear Brother O and I win. But even if it didn't happen, being nominated created clapping. But oh my gosh, we got that call to tell us that we'd win. Brother O and I made it. We were inducted in. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we've reached. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthier, learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info, I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.